Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello everybody, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon, and welcome to your midweek meltdown. It's Wednesday. It's time for a problem, a rant, an issue, something that you want to share with us. Why are you laughing?
Are you asking me for one?
No, I've got one written down here.
Have you?
Yeah.
Who's it from?
It is from Anon. She's okay. Asked to remain Anon.
Okay.
Hello, ladies. I would like to start by saying I love the podcast. I've been an avid listener for about 12 months now, and I'm thoroughly hooked now as I was when I listened to my first episode. Thank you. That's very sweet.
That is very sweet.
I'm a younger woman than both of you at 27. All right, don't show off.
And she's 20 years younger than me.
I'm finding two older
47,
women.
I'm 47.
And finding two older
you're
women.
You're not going to cope when you're 47.
No, I'm not going to cope.
I'm
not coping at 46.
Are you not?
Not really. I feel like my face is melting. Anyway, finding two older women who take value in self-care has been so validating. Instead of being told I'm a silly young'un brainwashed
by
social media.
I'm sorry, Anon. We're just going to have to pause this for a minute because she's come to us as older, you know, wiser women who value self-care. And you just told her that I feel like my face is melting. Anyway, that is not a nice thing to say about yourself. In fact, I would say it's very unkind.
Maybe unkind, but possibly true.
It's not true. Where are you melting?
Just everywhere. Just everywhere.
Are you?
I don't know.
It's face looks exactly the same.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just I'm not taking to aging brilliantly. I don't want to.
I know you don't.
And I haven't got a choice.
Well, you do have a choice.
Well, I can die.
And it's not a good choice. Just age and age gracefully, and
I'm
it's a privilege and all that business. Anyway,
back to you, Anon. Finding two older women who take value in self-care has been so validating. Instead of being told I am a silly young'un brainwashed by social media, we would never say that. Anyway, down to the point, she says, I am a blue light worker, i.e. I work for the emergency services. I would like to keep this Anon if possible because I work for an organisation that during the current climate is receiving a lot of hate. Further to this, I am a frontline worker, so I am exposed to high levels of trauma on a daily basis, and this has been over a long sustained period of time, 4 years, and will continue to be the case. I love my job, but I am conscious that as a high level of frontline workers such as myself, particularly those with long service, 10 plus years, get medically discharged due to poor mental health.
Aww.
I am also acutely aware of the very real and serious negative health impacts from shift work over a long period of time. Whilst I do not believe I am anywhere close to being discharged of my duties, I can see a very sharp downward spiral in my physical and mental health since starting my career and have developed compassion fatigue.
Aww.
I exercise and practice good sleep hygiene, eat a balanced diet, and have moved organisations with a healthier shift pattern. However, whenever I research anything about health and wellness for blue light workers, all I ever get is advice on my circadian rhythm, sleep hygiene, and exercise, things that I already do.
Well, she's on it.
Yes. I wondered if you had any other advice or practices I could implement that would help maintain my personal longevity and my career longevity, as I don't want to be medically discharged, lose my sanity, or die young of something I could have prevented. I know it's a bit of a niche topic, but I would love to see an episode for blue light workers in the future. Even if you don't reply to this or take it to the show, please keep doing what you're doing. Your episodes are the highlight of my week, and they help me to be self-aware and equip me to deal with the challenges of life. Thank you so much.
It's so gorgeous.
It really is,
I wish
it?
They helped you with your challenges of life.
Listen, Anon, it sounds to me like you are so aware and on top of everything that is going on and could potentially go on that you're already at a massive advantage.
Huge. And I bet she's so much more self-aware of the self-care practices that she's bringing into her life and how and looking after herself so much more than her colleagues probably are.
Mm.
And I think it's very, very admirable.
Incredibly.
So the first thing I'm going to suggest is to give herself some self-compassion and some self-celebration.
Nice.
Because having that compassion and understanding for where you are truly at, not where you tell yourself you're not at or what you're not doing, you're actually doing an amazing job, and perhaps the things that you're doing will carry you through. But, and saying that, of course we have some added practices for you, but I think just having that self-love, self-compassion, self-awareness is really going to aid you in your career.
Yeah. And I, you know, I was not a frontline worker, but working as a doula for a long time, I did see some things that were traumatic, and I totally resonate with compassion fatigue. And it's really hard, because once you kind of get that and stop caring, it's hard to do your job with the same amount of heart. And a lot of doulas quit after 7 or 8 years for very sort of similar reasons.
And midwives do as well, don't they?
And midwives and doctors and everyone else who's exposed to it. So it's a really hard job that you do, and it's amazing, and thank you for doing it, because, you know, we need people like you.
Yeah, we do.
Weirdly, and I don't know whether this is an algorithm thing, but an advert for a podcast episode popped up on my phone, and it is actually perfect for you. It's called The Podcast by Kevin MD, and the episode was called Prioritizing Self-Care for Health Workers. Isn't that weird?
Wow, that's amazing.
I know. And it was a general surgeon called Scott Elner who discussed evidence-based strategies aimed at improving the well-being of those on the front line.
Oh my goodness.
I know. By making small changes and implementing self-care practices, individuals can experience significant improvements in resilience, productivity, and overall quality of life. This episode offers valuable advice tailored specifically to the needs of healthcare workers. So please look that episode up. It's called The Podcast by Kevin MD, and the episode is Prioritizing Self-Care for Health Workers.
You've written some lovely things down here, though, Lauren. You've written, make sure that you are using all your annual leave, which I think is an amazing piece of advice. So that's the first thing. Yeah. And if you haven't, then make sure you do. And possibly book yourself onto a staycation, or just, you know, just be aware of how you relax and gift that to yourself on your annual leave. Learn to say no. You don't have to say yes to everything. It's a really important lesson, isn't it?
Very much.
Especially in the job that you are in.
Yeah.
There's lovely apps that you can try, like the Calm app, the Headspace app. They're really helpful, and they help you to meditate and find mental breaks and just give yourself that mental space that you probably need after a heavy shift.
Yeah. And do think about just taking 30 minutes to decompress when you get home, because I think sometimes that's really needed, rather than getting straight home and having to start a conversation or start dinner or whatever it is that you feel like you need to be doing. Just take 30 minutes out to do nothing.
And also find the well-being support, especially the mental health support provided by your employer, because I'm sure they would have to make sure that there are those organisations around and that support is there. And if not, maybe we'll come and do a talk for you.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah. Listen, I just want to interrupt this episode to tell you that we've been working from home today.
Yeah.
And the first we've recorded, this is our third episode that we've recorded from home today. The first episode, my husband kept coming in. Firstly, he was on the phone in the kitchen so we could hear him. You could probably hear it on one of the recordings. Then I said to him, don't come in, we're recording. He must have come in
4 times.
He lost his gargi. Then I noticed he was too scared to come back in, so he took my car. Did you notice he took my car?
Of course I noticed.
How the dogs have been in and out. Barker has been farting under my nose.
I can't even tell you the smell.
All day.
It's been horrendous.
What has he eaten?
Nothing. Unless you've been giving him treats
again. I actually haven't given him any treats today.
That was episode two. Episode three, Miley has been dragging her bottom along the rug in a sort of comedic dog way.
Has she?
Yes.
Oh, you know what that means, don't you?
I do I? What does that mean?
It doesn't
matter. Worms? I don't know. What does it mean?
No.
What does it mean?
I'm not telling. I'll tell you off air.
So we're we're trying to make serious content and we have shenanigans.
And then she just came in, licked Barker, and then started barking at him. So, and then my husband in the kitchen was telling her to shut up. So
it's been really professional.
So anyway.
Anon, if your employer, for whatever reason, doesn't have well-being support in place, there is a range of organisations and charities that do provide support for stress and burnout and general mental health, including Mind, Sane, S-A-N-E, and Rethink. So do have a look at them. And I really hope that you may have got a nugget of help from our reply. And thank you so much for taking the time to write into us. We really, really appreciate it.
And if you want us to feature your question or your rant or your query or anything you want to tell us about your life and you want us to share it on the show, then please do email us hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk. We love hearing from you and we love hearing about how you're getting on and what questions you have and what you're managing and if we can help and how we can help. And even if we can't, we love that you just share it with us. We will be back on Friday with our weekly wellness roundup show.
See you then.